If the 19th century was the age of manufacture and the 20th century the age of technology, then perhaps the 21st century is going to be defined as the age of creativity and of innovation and of imagination. And joining me in studio is someone who has a passion for that creativity and specifically for helping the creative leaders of tomorrow unlock their potential. Her name is Gina Bonmariage. She is the Dean of AFTA's Cape Town campus. It's a great pleasure to have you with us today, Gina.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Now, I know the institution is actually slightly repositioned itself lately. You used to be the AFTA Film School. You were known for training specifically actors, producers, directors, etc. But you've moved away from that concept to redefine yourselves as a school for the creative economy. What does that mean?
Well, I suppose what I should just go back a little bit in the whole story a little bit about the beginning of the creative economy. It was really around 2008 when there was a downturn in the market. The market lost at least 14%, and I suppose suddenly there was an increase of about 14% in the creative economy. In fact, in 2009, Jay Hawkins wrote a book called The Creative Ecology, and he just talked about this is where is a niche where diverse individuals express themselves in a systemic and adaptive way, using ideas to produce ideas. Following that, too, our United Nations looked at the drivers of this creative economy. And as you've said, things like technology, you know, which opened up the idea of creativity as a driving force of the knowledge economy that we've talked about, pushing creative industries into the spotlight, I think, and being a source of skilled workforce that really crossed over, making innovation happen across a great, wide, diverse range of activities, including from business entrepreneurship to imaginative new social programs. Mm-hmm. And then there's an increase in demand. There's been an increase in demand in this area, and tourism is also one of the areas that is high on the agenda for the creative economies, bringing economy together with social and cultural products, I suppose. So I suppose what are we talking about in this creative economy? It's an economy where creativity has replaced raw materials and harbors, as you've said. It's based in cities that have tolerance. We talk about our national, a drive to integrate technology and talent, and offers experiential and aspirational lifestyle. It's an economy that uses knowledge to create new ideas. It's diverse, more inclusive, and harnesses all its members' capacities. It attracts, develops, and retains people and innovators in tech and innovative industries. And it's made up of originators who create content and innovate with this technology. So I suppose there have been people like Florida and Paul Fussell who talk about a new social class, who talk about the X class. Who are these people? They're independent and individual. They're cautious and pragmatic, anxious and tolerant. They're participants, not spectators. They're user makers. They use knowledge to create and innovate. They create their own future. They're not McJobbers. They're not 9-to-5 office bound. Do we all recognize these people in ourselves and those of many people around us? They're not connected and considered to be the first true digital natives. They are ACA centennials or the Gen Z born post 96.
Sorry if I may interrupt. Yeah. It's fascinating because we were talking just yesterday with a psychologist about parenting Generation Z, millennials as well, but particularly this exact class X you've just described of people who think collaboratively, who don't like to be fitted into a box, who don't want to go to the same mind-numbing job 9-to-5 in a suit and tie every day, but want something more and are prepared to collaborate with others to create that space if it doesn't already exist for them. So it's fascinating how the two are syncing together. Now, obviously, these X people you've been describing are the students you are looking for the AFTA campus.
This is exactly where we come together. So while we were, yes, we still film, television, live performance, but we also have two other degrees, which are a BCom in innovation and a Bachelor of Computer Technology. And we combine and cross over between these different schools, so there's integrated work between the schools. So Business and Innovation Technologies sort of looks at areas of leadership, marketing and sales, management, finance, technologies, programming, networking, and data, so that the BCom students will look at a part of the music or the film industry and be provoked to brainstorm a business idea, which then the computer technology students will develop a technological support to take that business idea forward that will address issues for the film, TV, or live performance professional students coming into the professional world. So that the idea is that all of these graduates come in as innovative, as being able to run businesses themselves, as knowing how to start up, not waiting just to get a job, but to be able to create businesses and jobs going forward. And I think that's what's really exciting.
So it's creativity, quite literally, the creativity of new employment potential out there, as well as the creative concepts behind it. If you've just joined us late to the conversation, my guest in studio is Gina Bonmariage, who is the Dean of AFTA's Cape Town campus. And as I mentioned, AFTA, previously known as the Film School, has now really repositioned it as the School for the Creative Economy. If you have studied there and you want to talk to us about what was special about what you learned and how you learned at AFTA, I'd love to hear from you on 021-446-0567. If what Gina's just described about Class X generation, it's not Generation X, they're already something else, but that X person, if you feel that that resonates with who you are and you want to talk about how that makes you feel, please phone. Just a reminder that our SMS line is not working at the moment, so either call in or leave a WhatsApp message on 072-567-1567. Gina, just a week or so ago, we read in the news that you've had a change of ownership at AFTA, that Kuro Holdings, which we know as owners of private schools, have actually taken 100% ownership of AFTA. What does that mean for you?
That's correct. Well, actually, this is very, very exciting because the owners of AFTA have always wanted to grow and to ensure that this kind of education is more readily available to a broader spectrum of young people, not only in South Africa, but across the continent. And I think that's very much in line with the Kuro vision. Remembering that Kuro is sort of developing a tertiary education organization called Stadio, and this will be listed following the Competition Commission sign-off coming up soon. And this will be separating from Kuro, but as the tertiary education institution. And we will be under Stadio.
Okay, fantastic. Exciting times. You talk about growth. I mean, let's just take a look at the growth of AFTA itself as it is today, because this is a business founded back in 1994, I believe, with six students and a rented VCR machine.
That's correct.
And you're how big today? It must be into the thousands of students.
Thousands. Certainly Cape Town campus has over 600, Johannesburg over 1,000. Durban, a good few hundred, and Port Elizabeth too, with a campus in Botswana as well. I mean, I think the vision has always been to move and change with the times, to grow, but to grow in directions that address the growth and the change in industries, so that the issue of addressing that triumvirate of technology, talent, and tolerance. Tolerance, we're a multifaceted institution, multicultural institution. Students work together in socialized learning. We're bringing in high technology and then the talent. And it's these three that come together.
I want to talk about the talent that's already come through your doors, but just interesting comment there that you made about the need to address the industries as they themselves grow and change. It must be particularly relevant in an area like film, for example. I mean, you only have to look back 30 years to see how much the technology has changed so radically for a student who might have studied photography or film directing back then, would have had to continually reinvent themselves, keep up to date with new technologies. It must mean your curriculum has to change and reinvent itself all the time.
I think our curriculum fundamentally has been created in such a way that the fundamental curriculum itself doesn't change, but how we adapt it to the change in the economy and the technology by bringing those things in, and by bringing in courses that then address these new needs. I think that's where it changes. We have to be
on your toes,
all the time. And I think that's very exciting. And particularly if we think in Africa, where technology means different things in different parts of the continent. And we're not third, we're not first world, but there are lots of opportunities within this first third world combination that sits in our continent that we need to be very aware of. And how do we address these demands and these technologies and the market right here around us?
Gina, I know you build as the top film school in Africa. You've had a huge amount of success with let's talk about the talent that has already passed through AFDA's doors. I mean, talk to us about some of the achievements that as a school you're most proud of.
Well, I suppose way back in 2006, we had a first student Oscar, which was terribly exciting. We've had a number of productions that have come out of the honors program, particularly that have gone up and been submitted for student Oscars and come into the top five, top three. We've had films. So Numme Skoli is a group of graduates who actually on the lawn and in their final year decided to set up a company. And they went out of the school setting up their company. They did find it very hard in the beginning. They needed that entrepreneurship that we're now offering, that kind of business side of things. But they've made it. And our new head of film school, David Max Brown, was the producer on that project. And that's an Oscar, was representing South Africa at the Oscars. And I think I can draw on a very long list of production companies that have developed out of groups of students who've come out and made very successful product that has won awards, opened up spaces for new young filmmakers. Our live performance people have gone and made waves in the industry, gone into film, gone into theater. Very exciting.
Long list of distinguished alumni. At its heart, no matter which format you're working in, no matter what the technology, it comes down to the art of storytelling in these creative industries and helping your students to find their own voice and tell their own stories, particularly when you're talking about wanting to expand these skills into Africa. Is that something you focus on being original and being yourselves, finding our own African and South African stories to be told?
I think absolutely right. One of the points, though, is that every story needs to find an audience. You're really talking to an audience. So the strength of what we promote is that, yes, you develop a story, but you have to identify an audience for that story, because in order to survive, you have to make money out of what you're doing, what you're putting out there. So the students have to, part of their development of their projects that they do in each year is to identify a target audience and to develop that project with that target audience in mind, to understand the conceptual framework relevance of that, as well as how they're going to connect with that audience emotionally. So while understanding the storytelling, who is it for in your country, in your community, or more widely than that?
Gina, I know you've got an open day coming up this weekend where prospective students, their parents, etc., can come and take a look at the campus. Where is the campus in Cape Town?
The campus is in 18 Lower Scott, and they can come through. We will open up at just before 10, and there will be a short presentation, and then prospective students and parents will be taken on an adventure through the different elements of film, television, business, and live performance on the campus. And then they can have some discussions with various members of staff and find out more.
So that's this Saturday, 18 Lower Scott, in which suburb?
Observatory.
In Observatory. Okay, just around the corner. I was trying to pop in on the weekend.
Please do.
In case anybody needs further incentive to think about AFDA as an option, let's talk about the employment rate of your graduates. I believe the figure is something like 90% of your students have found work actually in the field they're trained for at AFDA, which is quite an unusually high figure.
There's a very high figure, and sometimes when we have to try and keep them in class because they get picked up very often, and we're very lucky. So they go into industry in Cape Town. There's a lot of facilitation for foreign films. So that's more the kind of market they go into. But there are companies that are starting up and they're working or setting their own companies up. There are different scenarios and different markets in different parts of the country. Television is a very – so they move across film and television, really, because that's what the industry is right now.
If the industry is poaching and your theater. Students before they've finished, you're doing something right. I believe we've got a voice note that's come in. So just in closing, Leslie, let's take a listen to that.
Hi, Pippa. So regarding your talk on the creative industry, I am a fine art graduate and I graduated last year. And I have discovered that as a creative person, you and self-employed as well, you are never really one person. You are actually whatever you make it to be. So I have worked a lot with the notions of botany and geology and science and incorporated that into my work and my ideas. And it's amazing because I never had the opportunities to study these things because my maths was so bad in school. So the science and biology were immediately eliminated from my choices of study. And as an artist, I have now taken it upon myself to study whatever I want to and use it in my work. And yeah, that's my feedback from being a creative, a young creative.
And good luck to you. Thanks for sharing it. It's a wonderful way to close the interview, Gina, because she's touched on something I read in prepping for this about your look at students cohesively and as a whole, holistically, on multiple intelligences. It's not just about a student with top marks in maths and science who can get access to your courses. What are you looking for in a student?
I think we're looking for energy, passion, vision, talent along the way. And talent crosses all areas. So it can be academic as well as, so the academic and creative are combined in what we do, depending how high you go into honors and masters. Mm. The balance of that, you know,
may shift, yeah.
Shift a little bit. But it's really a combination of those factors.
Gina, I hope interested parties will come along and take a look at AFTA's campus this weekend at your open day. I just want to direct our listeners to the website, which is afta.co.za, if you'd like a bit more information. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Gina Bon-Mariage is the Dean of AFTA's Cape Town campus. A reminder that you'll also find them in Joburg, Durban, Port Elizabeth, and in Botswana.